الشباب الحي.
Je suis jeune,
actif,
dynamique, positif. Je suis jeune, conscient, tolérant et motivé. Je suis jeune, citoyen respectueux et ambitieux. Je suis jeune, citoyen respectueux et ambitieux.
Al-Shab, Al-Nadif, Shadi, Wanafi. Al-Shab, Al-Aqil, Fahim, Wa-Adil. Al-Shab, Al-Qaddam, Ma-Qaslan, Wa-Majal-An.
Welcome to Shabab Al-Hai,
your weekly radio program produced by the PDF Project.
PDF means peace through development. Shabab Al-Hai covers topics in the life of young people, with young people, for young people. Here in the studio we have
me, Khadija Fadasa Jibrin,
and me, Anur Umar Afandi,
with help from Zainab Hassan,
Jamila Kilas,
and Abdel Fattah Hamid Jazim.
Not forgetting our community reporters in Bahr Ghazal, in Kanem,
in Bata Ati,
in Bata Umhager, and in Jamena.
Today we'll be talking about respect between religions. In other words, why Muslims should respect Christians and people of other faith, and why Christians should respect Muslims and people of other faith too.
I think someone who understands their own religions will always respect another religions. However, if we allow ourselves to be influenced by ignorance, we go against God's will. That's why today's program is divided into four different sections. First, we'll listen to the opinions of some people who spoke to our community reporters about this issue. Afterwards, we'll hear from our special guest.
After our special guest, we'll have the quiz.
The quiz is like a game. We ask a question, then invite you to answer by SMS. And when you send your answer, please remember to include your name and location.
Anur, we promise to talk about respect between religions, which means we should all respect the beliefs of other people because every religion deserves respect. If we understand our own religion, we know it teaches us moral value, provides spiritual discipline, and helps us to find our place within a community.
Yes, quite right, Fadasa. Religion teaches what to say and how to behave. It provides an education for us as individuals and also as members of community.
Muslims and Christians receive their religions from prophets sent by God. If we look at the lives of those prophets, we can see they taught us tolerance and humility. And yet, how many of us can truly say we follow their example?
On this subject, our community reports have been out and about asking people the following questions. Do you respect the religion of others?
Shabab Al-Hai, Vox Pop.
Rai Hananas.
As a Muslim, it's my duty to respect the religions of other peoples, such as Christian and animist. If you do not respect other religions, you do not really respect your own. You must respect other people's religions, and they must see that you respect it, so that as a result, they will respect you too.
It's good that other people have their religions. If we each have our own religion and respect it, remain true to the education we have received from our religions, and respect its limits, and respect other religions too, this will be a great thing because it will prevent conflict.
If we see clearly as believers
We must respect the religion of other people. Anyone who believes that God is one and we all follow the same road must respect the religion of other people.
We all worship the same God in our own way. So everyone should respect the ways of others and not just about religion. Despite everything, we must respect each other.
Religion is one. There is no much difference. But sometimes when religious teacher explains things, their followers miss the point and go around saying we must do that and we must not do this. As a result, different ideas clash. There is something else I noticed too, which is not God. Sometimes a sheikh will come to pray and wash his hand, and there is some people who drink that water. This is, I'm saying it is now holy water from God. But in my opinion, sheikhs are just like us, except they have studied religion more than us. If we study, we'll understand more too. I wish people would have a bite of common essence and not focus on unnecessary things that God did not recommend it. People not should become untranscient in their beliefs.
Personally, I respect other religions. That's life. Respect other people and they will respect you.
After hearing those opinions, now it is time to join our colleague Abdel Fattah Hamid Jazim and his special guest for this week's PDF discussions.
شباب الهي مع زميلنا هنا اليوم.
Q Anur and Fadasa. As you say, today our topic is respect for religion. Our special guest is Dr. Abakar Wala Modu, who is the third Imam at N'Djamena Mosque. He is a member of the Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs and the Council for Interfaith Dialogue. We will also be chatting with the Father Bolino Tipo, who is the curate of N'Djamena Cathedral and has special responsibilities for justice and peace. He is also a member of the Council for Interfaith Dialogue. But first, let us hear from Dr. Abakar Wala Modu. Dr. Abakar Wala Modu, as a member of the Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs, you work at the heart of interfaith dialogue. How would you describe the relationship between Christianity and Islam?
Good question. In the name of God, merciful and gracious. This question applies not only to Christianity and Islam, but also to the relationships between all rebelled religions. Those relationships should be strong, because as God says in the Quran, there is only one religion whatever of Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. It is the same religion, and so we should not differentiate. The only real difference is the legal aspect. Jewish people have their law, which is different to Christian law, which is different to Muslim law. That's why many people say it is a mistake to talk about religions and the plural, because really there is only one religion.
But doctor, in your organization for interfaith dialogue, how do you encourage this respect for religion?
If you are Muslim, you must believe in God, His angels, and His books. That means you must believe in all prophets He sent, not just in Muhammad. Your religion says respect all prophets and their message. Take the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. When he arrived in Medina, he promised peaceful coexistence between Muslim and other religions. That's what we do here in Chad. Christians are our brothers. We may have different laws, but we respect each other. Islam did not come from violence, and Christianity did not come from violence. When people respect their own religion and other religions, that helps everybody to enjoy peaceful coexistence, little by little. I see this is happening in Chad.
Doctor, what advice can you give to our listeners?
My advice? peace is the most important thing. My advice? Peace is the most important thing. God told us to respect each other. In the Quran, He did not recommend violence in the name of religion. Islam is not violence. We must respect people because anyone is free to practice their religion. We live in secular state. That's what the Constitution says. Insult someone because of his religion. Not even people who do not worship God, but worship things. So above all, I say to my Muslim brothers, Islam means peace. You should be an example of peace, because if there is no peace, even the adoration of God may disappear. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Abakar Walamudu. Now, let us hear from Father Bolino Tipo, who is the curate of N'Djamena Cathedral and has a special responsibilities for justice and peace. He is also a member of the Council for Interfaith Dialogue. Hello, Father Bolino Tipo.
Hello.
Please, can you tell us why must we respect all religions?
Because respect for other people and for their religion is essential in any society. If we are Christian or if we are Muslim, we all believe in the same God. We live in a country of different religions and different cultures. So, if we respect that, we can have peace, unity, and development.
But is there any religion that we should not respect?
All revealed religions, such as Christianity and Islam, tell us that we should respect each other. Respect everybody. If we do not, we are outside religion. Our behavior will be personal and it will have no connection to religion.
What about the people who hide behind religion to commit evil acts?
Anybody who tells others to do bad things in the name of religion is wrong. They should remember that they spoil the name of their religion. They should promote good behavior and good attitude, and they should give a good example. They should be positive role models. I appeal to Christians and Muslims, both young and old. Please do not use the name of your religion to hurt others. If you respect the religion of others, they respect you and they will consider your religion as a good religion. That is how we can have peace and development in our country. Thank you.
Thank you.
Many years ago, the American president Benjamin Franklin said, "If men are so bad with the help of religion, what would they be without it?"
That's a very interesting quote.
Did you know, Anur, that the Emperor of France, Napoleon Bonaparte, once said, "A society without religion is like a ship without a compass."
And now it is time for our weekly quiz. This is a game where we ask you questions and invite you to answer by SMS. But don't forget, when you send your answer, please remember to include your name and location.
The philosopher Democritus once said, "If all we do is chat and contradict, we'll never learn what's important."
And after that quotation, we are almost at the end of our program, dear friends. So, thank you for your messages and thank you for listening, wherever you may be. Take care.
We would also like to thank our producers. Until next time, remember, respect is the cornerstone of every relationship. And so, until next week.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Shabab Al-Hay.
Je suis jeune, pacifique, studieux, dynamique. Je suis jeune, raisonnable, sociable, responsable. Je me soucie de demain, je prends ma vie à demain. Résolu, motivé, décidé, engagé.
Shabab Al-Hay, Al-Mu'addab. Shabab Al-Hay, Al-Munassam. Shabab Al-Hay, على المستقبل
Shabab al-Hay, al-Mu'addab, Shabab al-Hay, al-Munassam, Shabab al-Hay, al-Mustaqbal. Shabab al-Hay, al-Mu'addab, Shabab al-Hay, al-Munassam, Shabab al-Hay, al-Mustaqbal.